Was this shop set up by your father, or was it something that you established?
This has been my own enterprise, really, because my father always worked, and he did not he hated the idea of people going on the dole. He didn't like the youth and the middle age to be unemployed. He wanted people. He very, very strongly agreed in people focusing on industry and initiative. And it's sad he's passed away 2.5 years ago, but he believed that youth and the middle aged people should be entrepreneurs in terms of business and industry. And he would have been quite proud of where I've got to today, really. But he did support me, and I am part of a 70 stores franchise. It's a network of 70 DIY stores across the UK. I was an admin officer at the local college in the FE section before for 10 year nearly 10 years before I opened this business in 1996.
So, what prompted you to come out of the relative security of that job and to basically take on your own business?
I think it was more not my choice. I mean, I was coerced in one sense by family demand, because Mr. Murad Senior, he lives in Yorkshire. He's a family relative, and he wanted to have his bathroom tiled. And again, it's the entrepreneurship that really is admirable, because what he did, he went to look for tiles and he didn't get satisfaction of service or price or choice. So he said, "I'm sure there is more to this than that. Let me open a tile shop." And he did this, and now he's a multimillionaire, and he has helped so many people to become DIY enthusiasts, as well as a lot of people have become Gas Safe registered because they've worked in his shop and they've discovered that building and trade is much more a rewarding job. And so, in one sense, he's been an innovator in terms of people being employed in other trades and prompt encouraging that. But like you say, the relative security of a job with a lot of career prospects at the local Groscat College had been there. But family sort of persuaded me that our own business would have been good. And I mean, I do agree. There's a lot of hard work in self-employment, but it is very rewarding too. And I do encourage businesses in Barton Treadworth to come up with ideas and go through setting up the small businesses enterprise for themselves.